EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson met with Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and other state leaders at a meeting of the National Governors Association. Jackson laid out more details of a previously announced plan for cleaning up the Great Lakes. Among other things, the action plan sets goals for collecting electronic and hazardous waste, tries to limit dumping of unused pharmaceuticals into sewer systems, and promises a zero-tolerance policy toward invasive species. David Nafsger of the Council of Great Lakes Governors says he's encouraged.
It lays out an ambitious agenda, and clearly a lot more work needs to be done, including continued funding. But this is a very positive step in our efforts to protect and restore the Great Lakes.
Midwest environmental groups say they like most of the Restoration Action Plan. But Jeff Skelding of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition says he's also in Washington, D.C. this week trying to get Congress to change the White House's plan to only put $300 million into restoration in fiscal 2011, a $175 million cut from this year.
Congress controls the purse strings, and the Great Lakes delegation is very united on both sides of the aisle to get this plan in place and begin funding it. And so we think that's just going to be our main message over the next couple of days in Washington, is to bring that number back up to 475.
The projects receiving Great Lakes restoration money this year will be announced in late spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.